Hey there, gorgeous souls. Welcome back to Energetic Alignment. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's episode is all about something that's seriously close to my heart, cultivating a more positive relationship with our bodies. Ever feel like society throws these crazy unrealistic standards at us? Like, we're constantly bombarded with images of perfect bodies, which honestly can leave us feeling a little, well, not so perfect ourselves, right? I get it, trust me. But here's the thing. Our bodies are incredible. They're temples, they're machines, they're works of art, each one unique and beautiful in its own way. It's time we start treating them with the respect and love they deserve. Today, we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that can seriously shift your perspective on body image and help you cultivate a more positive relationship with your amazing self. First things first. Ditch the negative self-talk. You know that voice in your head that whispers those not so nice things about your appearance? Yeah, that one needs to go. Start replacing those critical thoughts with affirmations of love and acceptance. Tell yourself things like, my body is strong and capable, or I am grateful for all that my body does for me. Remember, words have power, choose them wisely. Second up, focus on what your body can do, not just how it looks. Think about it. Your body lets you dance, hike those mountain trails, hug your loved ones, experience the world in all its glory. It's a powerful tool that deserves our appreciation. Instead of obsessing over perceived flaws, celebrate its strength, flexibility, and resilience. Next, let's talk about media literacy. We are constantly bombarded with images that aren't always realistic or healthy. So, be mindful of what you consume. And follow accounts that make you feel inadequate or insecure. Surround yourself with content that promotes body positivity and self-love. You know, stuff that actually makes you feel good about yourself. Now here's a big one. Find joy in movement that feels good for you. Exercise shouldn't be a punishment, it should be something you enjoy. Whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a walk in nature, or trying out a new yoga class, find activities that make your body and mind feel happy. Remember, the goal is to nourish yourself, not punish yourself. Lastly, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and challenging days. Be kind to yourself, practice forgiveness, and keep moving forward. Your body deserves your love and respect every single day. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and see everyone seemingly living their best lives, while you feel stuck in a rut? Yeah, me too. I remember one time I was scrolling through Instagram and saw this picture of someone at the beach looking absolutely amazing, toned physique, perfect tan, radiating happiness. And honestly, it took me right back to that place of feeling insecure about my own body. But then I stopped and thought, wait a minute. This is just a snapshot in time. We all have good days and bad days, and social media often only shows the highlight reel. Instead of comparing myself to this curated image, I decided to focus on my own journey. I reminded myself that my body is strong and capable, and it deserves to be celebrated for all that it does. So what can you do to cultivate a more positive relationship with your body? Start by ditching the negative self-talk. Replace those critical thoughts with affirmations of love and acceptance. Remember, words have power, choose them wisely. Then focus on what your body can do, not just how it looks. Celebrate its strength, flexibility, and resilience. Be mindful of the media you consume and unfollow accounts that make you feel inadequate. Find joy in movement that feels good for you. And most importantly, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, practice forgiveness, and keep moving forward. You got this. Let's recap those key takeaways. Ditch the negative self-talk, focus on your body's capabilities, be mindful of media consumption, find joy in movement, and remember that self-love is a journey. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to cultivate a more positive relationship with your body? Share it with me on social media using the hashtag #energeticalignment. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode of these energetic vibes. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.